8:14. Alan Brugman from the city of Bryan joins us this morning.
All right.
Welcome back.
Good morning.
Hey.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. Papa.
Yeah.
Hey.
Congrats are in order.
Thank you.
Alan's a new daddy.
That's right. Does he look sleepy?
He looks, how is that sleeping thing going?
Yeah, you know, it depends. If you'd asked me before last night, I'd have said, oh, she's fantastic.
And then last night.
I think she heard me telling people.
All right, about that you were going back to work.
Yeah, that, and that everything was going so good. Uh-huh. And so last night she decided
She said, well, you sit right there, big boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you what some lack of sleep feels like.
Exactly.
That's right.
I'll see you at 2.
You know, in all things.
And 2:30.
I did see her at 2. Uh-huh. It wasn't that bad, because about 2, I guess my shift kind of ended. So I got some sleep, so it wasn't awful. Well, but
you never really knew you could feed a baby and sleep at the same time, did you?
My wife got really, really good at that. Yeah. She got really, really good at that.
Then eventually you're both drooling, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Circle of life.
Uh-huh. I can see that happening.
You come into the world drooling and in diapers,
what
are you going to do? What was it? Oh, I lost it. It's here somewhere.
What?
I was
your train of thought?
Oh, here it is.
Oh,
yeah,
hi, Scott.
I lost what I was going to talk about. From the We're Still Here and Trying to Stay Relevant category, the Postal Service launched a new TV ad campaign this week. I thought they were broke. Not only broke, but just so far into the red that it was ridiculous. But they have a new ad campaign designed to promote the security and reliability of snail mail. The first ad titled Hacked reminds viewers that snail mail is safer than that virus-prone email. Where was this ad campaign 10 years ago? I mean, this is 2011. I'm pretty sure I started getting email at least 15 years ago. The announcer says in the hacked ad, a refrigerator has never been hacked, as an actress pins a paper bill to her fridge. Yeah, nice try with that.
Uh-huh.
And here, before we talk to Alan, here on the doorstep of Texas Reds, two people in Scotland were taken to a hospital following the world's hottest curry competition at an Indian restaurant in Edinburgh.
Oh.
Emergency services were called to a restaurant after some competitors became very unwell. That's a quote.
Unwell.
You got to get here now. They're not doing well. They're very unwell.
The haggis is too hot.
The restaurant's website says participants must sign a legal disclaimer before taking part in the competition, which raises money for a children's charity. Oh, this is just swimming in irony. Members of the British Red Cross were on hand at the event. Oh, my gosh, it's an eating competition, not a natural disaster. But an ambulance service still had to be called because two people had a violent reaction. You start talking Indian food and violent reaction, and a lot of people could fit into that category, quite frankly. But it just depends on what you're talking about. No curry competitions going on this weekend at Texas Reds, though, but a lot of good food abounding and things like that.
Even though you suggested it a couple weeks ago, no competitive eating. We didn't squeeze that in.
Mayor Barry was in here from College Station yesterday, and I told her, I said, you know, I floated that. She said, obviously it sank. And I said, yes, as a matter of fact, it did. Alan Brugman from the city of Bryan joining us this morning. What's going on?
Well, we've got Texas Red stuff. So I want to remind folks about some of the things that are happening, kind of give you a timeline, the logistics side of it for folks traveling around the downtown area. So we are fencing off the perimeter of Texas Reds this year and charging a $5 admission on Saturday only for folks who are 13 years or older. So 12 and under is free. So that fence is going up tonight about 11 p.m., which means when that fence completely goes up, the roadways around that area will be closed. The biggest one being William Joel Bryan. So that's going to be the biggest detour that's going to have to happen, and that's going to start really tomorrow, but it'll be up by midnight tonight. The detour for William Joel Bryan for 158 is Sims and Texas. Texas and 29th. So just keep coming up Texas, and then you go down to 29th, and that'll get you over to west side of town if you're trying to travel that way through downtown. Also wanted to remind folks that we've given a lot of wristbands to downtown merchants and workers and things like that so they can get in and around, but they will not be able to park their vehicles inside the downtown area. If you have your car past Friday business hours, it will be towed. So you need to make sure and move your vehicles. And then the big thing with parking is the park and ride. We've talked about that. It's also running on Friday of this year, and that's from 5 to 11, 5 in the afternoon to 11. And then Saturday morning, it actually starts at 7, so we can get folks who are running that 5K race at 8 a.m. down to the event. So that's from 7 until midnight is the last one that leaves from Blinn. And then it'll actually take folks back to Blinn until 1 in the morning. So that's the free park and ride. fantastic option there. And I do understand that the Transit District's parking garage is open as well. That's $10 to pay if you want to park there, but you can't beat that location. So if you want to try to get early and get one of those spots, feel free. So that's the big updates on Texas Reds. Of course, it also kicks off with a golf tournament tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., and then everything really gets going Friday evening, and then, of course, all day Saturday. So,
all right. Anything else?
That's what I've got. One other thing I did want to mention that is I believe it's Texas Reds related. Our Bryan Animal Center will be closing early tomorrow. Instead of closing at its normal hours, I think they close at 6. They're actually closing at 4.
Okay.
So they're a couple hours early. And we got a bunch of staff that's from all departments, so they're pitching in there as well. So Animal Center's closed early Friday, 4 o'clock.
Sounds good. And the weather ought to be nice.
Hopefully.
Yeah. All right. Alan Brugman from the City of Bryan joining us on Thursdays. And he's here every Thursday with the City of Bryan is on News Talk 1620 WTAW. For your